Okay, this would be the Drysdale Vignette, Fall Lawns 1, 3, 2, 1. The best lawns of all are cared for most extensively in the autumn. Hi, Mark Drysdale. Autumn lawn fertilization after this. 3, 2, 1. Since virtually all of the grasses that we grow in this part of the country are cool season plants, they grow best in the months of May, June, September, and October. It is in the last 2 months that the grass plants really put forth their maximum amount of growth. This increased growth includes more extensive roots, heavier crowns, and more leaves. Any fertilizer or water applied now will help produce more plant body and vigor than that applied at any other time of the year. In the autumn, there is even less competition from weeds, and there generally are fewer serious insect pests. In the spring, as soils warm and days become longer, most of the carbohydrates produced each day are used to replace foliage removed in the mowing. There is little excess to be stored. The faster the grasses grow, the more carbohydrates are needed. Thus, spring fertilizing improves the appearance of the lawn as it thickens the turf, but it doesn't help build reserves, as does autumn fertilizing. The plant reserves that carry lawn grasses through periods of hot weather next summer are stored up in the plants during cool autumn days. Days are becoming shorter and growth rates are slower. Lawn grasses make more carbohydrates than they use to sustain themselves, so some of them are stored for future needs. This storage process continues on into the winter as long as the grass foliage is green. Thus, autumn is the only time of year that lawn grass plants actually gain weight, so to speak. I'm Art Drysdale.